The scripture for this service is Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and members of 9,000 branch churches in the United States of America, Canada, Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Brazil, Bolivia, Uruguay, Argentina, Chile, Japan, Mongolia, China, Taiwan, Thailand, Vietnam, the Philippines, Malaysia, Indonesia, Nepal, India, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Kazakhstan, Israel, Palestine, Egypt, Sudan, Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, Burundi, Tanzania, Congo, Gabon, Angola, Botswana, Swaziland, South Africa, Burkina Faso, Liberia, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Nigeria, the United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Belgium, Netherlands, Germany, Italy, Greece, Russia, Sweden, Estonia, Belarus, Ukraine, Dagestan, and local sanctuaries in Korea. And the members who are attending this service through satellites and internet, and GCN TV viewers and Manmin TV viewers. Beginning from today, I will talk about the nine fruit of the Holy Spirit in this Sunday evening service. Together with the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5 and spiritual love in the 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the nine fruit of the Holy Spirit make up one of the guideposts that help us evaluate where we are in our faith. By reflecting on ourselves through these messages, we can easily check how deeply we have gone into spirit or what measure of faith we have achieved. We cannot say that one has a great faith just because he has been a Christian for a long time and he has extensive knowledge of the Bible. We can discern one's measure of faith by how much they have changed into a heart of truth and how much they have come to resemble the heart of the Lord. The Beatitudes, spiritual love, and the fruit of the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit can become the standard by which we can check our faith. We can also check how closely we have drawn to New Jerusalem, which is our final goal. For example, let's say you are going to Busan from Seoul. If you know the different points on the way, you can find your way more easily. You may not know all the small towns, but just knowing the names of the major cities will help you a lot. Let's say if you travel about 2 hours, you will pass the city of Daejeon. So if you pass the city of Daejeon, then you know you are on the right track. And then you will safely guess that about 3 hours left until you reach the city of Busan, right? So you can check that you are on the right track when you pass those points on the way. You can also see how far you have come and how far more you have to go and which cities you have to pass through next. Even if you get lost, you can quickly realize it. It is the same when we go to the heavenly kingdom. It's very beneficial to have standards to check our faith along the way so that we can get to our final destination, which is New Jerusalem. There are some parts of the Bible that act like signposts to guide us on our way to New Jerusalem. They are the Beatitudes, spiritual love, and the fruits of the Holy Spirit. So there are some parts on the Bible that act like signposts to guide us on our way to New Jerusalem. They are the Beatitudes, spiritual love, and the fruits of the Holy Spirit. We have to cultivate these characters in our heart to advance to better heavenly dwelling place. And you have depended to the extent how well you live according to this word. You can check whether you have come into spirit or whole spirit. The more of these characters we cultivate, the closer we will have gotten to New Jerusalem. Through these messages beginning today, I hope that you will check how well you are bearing the fruits of the Holy Spirit in you. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today's scripture says, but the fruit of the Holy Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, right? Are they 8? 9? That's right, 9, right? 9 fruits of the Holy Spirit. Then, just what are these fruits of the Holy Spirit? And how can we bear these fruits? Fruit is the outcome of having sown the seed, the budding, and the blooming of the flower. Similarly, the fruits of the Holy Spirit are the fruits that are born when the Holy Spirit comes into our heart and the seed of life grows up. God gives the gift of the Holy Spirit into the hearts of those who accept the Lord. Upon receiving the Holy Spirit, the dead spirit is revived. The Holy Spirit lets us know about sin, righteousness, and judgment. He helps us cast off sins and lawlessness and live in righteousness. He leads us to follow a life in Christ with faith and have the hope of gaining the kingdom of heaven. As we obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit in our Christian life, our spirit begins to grow up. This way, we bear the fruits of the Spirit one by one. These fruits are the fruits of the Holy Spirit. But not everybody who has received the Holy Spirit bears the fruit of the Holy Spirit. We can bear those fruits only when we obey the guidance of the Holy Spirit. From a physical perspective, the Holy Spirit is like a generator. When the generator runs, it generates electricity. Here, when the light bulbs are connected to the generator, the bulbs shine the light, don't they? The darkness goes away because light has come. Likewise, when the Holy Spirit works in us, the things of the darkness that belong to the flesh will go away. Light will come into our hearts, and we will bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit. But we have to remember that for the light bulb to shine the light, we don't just connect the bulb to the generator. We have to run this generator. God has given us this generator called the Holy Spirit, but it is we who have to operate this generator. In order for this generator to operate, we have to be on alert and pray ardently. And we have to obey His guidance and practice the truth. When we follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit to accomplish the truth, it is following the desires of the Holy Spirit. It is to follow the desires of the Holy Spirit. When we diligently follow the desires of the Holy Spirit, we will have the fullness of the Holy Spirit. So when you obey the Holy Spirit and follow the desires of the Holy Spirit, you will receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. So when you operate the generator, okay, being full of the Spirit, our heart will change through the truth. And to that extent, we will bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit. But when we try to follow the desires of the Holy Spirit, there is another kind of desire that hinders us. So everybody wants to follow the desires of the Holy Spirit, but there is another kind that hinders us. It is the desire of the flesh. The desire of the flesh tries to follow the things opposite in nature to the desire of the Holy Spirit. So they are opposite each other. It causes us to follow sins, unrighteousness, and lawlessness. So in your heart, there is a heart to follow the world and to commit sins, which belongs to the darkness. This causes you to follow unrighteousness and lawlessness. Even though you know it's unrighteousness, but since you have greed that you want to make a lot of money, so you do this unrighteousness and lawlessness. But the desire of the Holy Spirit helps you not to follow this lawlessness. Let's say, if I just ignore it and then do this, lawlessness, then I can make money. So this is the desire of the flesh. It leads us to follow the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of this life. Was it last week? What about showing off yourself? Well, some people say, senior pastor is showing himself too much. Well, I, show off to give glory to God the Father. So that's why the Bible says you have to boast in the Lord, not to show off yourself, but to give glory to God the Father, so that it can help others to have faith and life and to receive fullness. When we follow desires of the flesh, the Holy Spirit groans in our hearts. That's why we suffer from the disquiet in our heart. We gradually lose the fullness of the Spirit so that it becomes even more difficult to follow desires of the Spirit. We will belong to the light if we follow the desires of the Holy Spirit, but we will belong to the darkness if we follow desires of the flesh. That's why Galatians chapter 5 verses 16 and 17 says, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desire of the flesh. For the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please." So, the Holy Spirit makes you not follow the desires of the flesh. But the flesh causes you not to follow the desires of the Holy Spirit. To bear the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit, we have to follow the desires of the Holy Spirit, obeying His guidance all the time. So, how easy it is. It is so easy, isn't it? If you have a heart of obedience, then it's done. Do not try to understand it on your own. When Father God says, don't do it, then you just don't do it. When Father God says, get rid of it, just get rid of it then. How easy it is. Let's say, my friend, my husband, my husband, don't tell me to do it. It is our God the Father who tells me to cut it off or to get rid of it. But if we follow the desires of the flesh, the consequences will be sins and lawlessness and works of the flesh. So instead of the bearing the fruits of the Holy Spirit, this kind of sins and lawlessness will be born. If we commit works of the flesh, we will eventually depart from the way of salvation. Galatians chapter 5 verses 19 and 21 says, "Now the deeds of the flesh are evident." Now what are the deeds of the flesh? It is written in the Old and the New Testaments. Now, the Bible says like this, which are, it says, the deeds of the flesh are evident. You hit your friend with your hand. Now, is it the deeds of the flesh? Listen. Which are immorality, impurity. I cannot explain all these things one by one, okay? But they are all written in the Bible, okay? Sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like this. And there are more than that. That's why it says things like this. Of which I forewarn you. Just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Father God forewarned this through His prophets many times in the Old Testament too. Just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. So, it means you will go to hell. That's what it says. Also, Galatians chapter 6, verse 8 says, for the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Means life, eternal life, it says. And you will go to heavenly kingdom. If we follow the flesh, the outcome will be something that is perishing. In other words, the fruit of death. We can reap the fruit of eternal life only when we follow the Holy Spirit. As saved children of God, you have to sow for the Holy Spirit. You have to bear the fruits of the Holy Spirit every day in you by following the desires of the Holy Spirit. From this point on, let's look into the fruits of the Holy Spirit one by one. The first fruit is love. 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 and 8 says, beloved. When it says beloved, it means a word of blessing starts. Let us love one another. Let us love one another. Do not hate. Love even your enemies. That is the teaching of the Lord. For love is from God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love. So, even if you have been a Christian for a long time, even if you are an elder, if you do not love, then we cannot say you know God. The one who does not love does not know God. Even though you say, I know God and I love God, and I know that God created the heavens and the earth, that's not what God says. You have to spiritually understand God, who God is and what God is. If you know God is love, then as a saved children of God, you should love each other. For God is love. God is love. And so, those who say, I love God, I know God, then they should resemble God and they should love each other. We cannot say we know God if we do not have love in us. So if you hate someone, do not say you know God. If you say you know God, then you cannot hate anyone. Also, from one person to another, the love of each individual is different. The unbelievers of the world also use the word love a lot. But the love of the worldly people is the fleshly love that perishes and changes. On the contrary, the love that belongs to God is spiritual love, which is truthful and forever unchanging. When God created Adam, the love that He gave Adam was spiritual love. But Adam's spirit died because he disobeyed the word of God, and he corrupted into the flesh. Since then, the love of people has begun to change into fleshly love. And today, after a long time that has passed since then, it's very difficult to find true spiritual love. There are so many people who make declarations of their love, but their love changes as time passes. They only have fleshly love with which they seek their own and follow their lust. This is the case with the love between a husband and wife. At first, they say they will love each other forever, and they say they cannot live without the other. But what happens after they get married? In most cases, their hearts change as time goes by. They begin to see things they don't like about the other person. Before, they try to do what their spouse wanted them to do. But now, if their spouse does not follow their opinion, they give a hard time to their spouse. Nowadays, people so easily get divorced. Just some decades ago, a divorce was very rare in this country. You know, people pointed fingers at them when they got divorced in 1970s and 80s, about 30 or 40 years ago. When a husband and wife got divorced, then they had to suffer from, others, pointing their fingers at them. But nowadays, they don't get ashamed. A daughter goes to her mother and say, "Well, I had an argument with my husband." And the mother says, "Why don't you get divorced with him?" It is so easy to find such a situation. 2 decades ago, usually, our mother said, "You should obey him. You should follow him. Don't ever think of divorcing." But nowadays, they easily get a divorce and soon marry another person. Now, do you think it is the will of God? This world is full of sins. But this is not a will of God. Father God says, get divorced is not the will of God. But Father God says, you can get divorced if your spouse stop you believing in God. But it is better for you not to get divorced, to change your spouse. Now, your husband says, "Divorce me if you want to go to church." Now, do you think you can endeavor that? You should go to heaven instead of hell. In this case, it is okay to get divorced. But it is better for you not to get divorced, because if you can change your husband. And sometimes it says, you should get separate first to find time to repent and to realize their faults, and then get united together again between the believers. So it is very well written in the Bible. So you have to correctly understand the Bible and teach well. But some, you know, teach people never get divorced again and never get divorced. They do not understand the Bible well. Still, every time, they say they truly love the other person. Now, the problem arises among their children. They have to call the man who didn't give birth to them father. What kind of life they have to manage? The Bible prohibits it. Precisely. You read the Bible, there is a great genealogy in the Bible. Since the world does not know God, they corrupt it like this. Was it last week? There was a teacher in the States. I cannot remember correctly. He prayed before his students, and he was sued just because the fact that he prayed before his students in the States. Thus, who established the country? That's why when I went to the States and held a crusade, Father God said it was the last opportunity for the people in the States to wake them up. It is the same with the love between parents and children. Of course, there can be some parents who are willing to sacrifice their lives for their children. But even though they love their children to this extent, we cannot say they have spiritual love. If they have truly spiritual love, they will love all others the way they love their own children. Not only their family, but they will be able to all others. That's the case when they have spiritual love in the Lord. So that's why Father God tells you to love your neighbor as you love yourself. The first commandment is to love God the Father, right? But as the world becomes more wicked, it is a rarity to find parents who sacrifice their lives even for their own children. If they have different opinions between parents and children, many times they even have enmity between them. The same goes with the love among the brothers and friends. When favorable conditions are met, and when they share the same opinions, this love is sustained. But when the conditions change, it changes any time. Well, it happens most time. Between brothers who share the same blood, when they have some arguments regarding money, they become enemies to each other. Also, in most cases, they want to receive as much love back from others as they have given. Of course, when their hearts are passionate, they can say that they want to give unconditionally. But if that passion cools down, they regret the fact that they only gave, and they become disappointed. It means that they gave only with a desire to receive. All this is fleshly love, which is changing and perishing. In the First Corinthians chapter 13, we can find what true love is that God really wants. Verses 4 to 7 says, love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag. Love does not brag, okay, in the world. And is not arrogant. Does not act unbecomingly. It does not seek its own. Is not provoked. Does not take into account a wrong suffered. Does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. This is spiritual love. So, do you have this kind of spiritual love? Do you know the spiritual meanings of this word? But the love as in one of the fruits of the Spirit is at a higher level than the spiritual love in the 1 Corinthians chapter 13. It is the love that encompasses sacrificial love, which is loving enough to give even one's life. With this love, one can give his life for God, for his kingdom and righteousness. Also, because he loves God, he can give his life for the brothers. It is the highest level of love with which one can give his life even for his enemies who hate him. How can we give this kind of love? That's because God first gave us such love. Our Lord also loved us until he gave his life for us when we were yet sinners. If we do not just know it as knowledge, but realize from the heart what kind of love God gave to us, we can truly love God too. Sometimes we may go through difficult trials in our life of faith. Sometimes we may encounter a situation in which we may lose everything precious to us. Even then, our hearts will not be shaken if we have true love. Our God the Father hated Job, right? He hated Job. No? If he had loved Job, why did Job had suffered? Job loved God, and he taught his children not to commit sin before God. He took care of orphans and widows. He helped them. He did the good things. But why Father God punished Job? All his children died. All his possessions gone. From head to toe, he had boils all over his body. Father God let the enemy, devil and Satan play with him, except his life. So he hated Job. Did he? Do you know it is love of God? It is love of God the Father. He loved Job so much, so he allowed such trials. Because his depths of his heart is so pure and clean. In order to get rid of the sin which is given from his parents, he would be greater. So, Father God allowed Job to find out the original sin which is deep hidden in his heart, to find such sins and evil attributes, and he helped Job to get rid of them. Once Job got rid of such evil, Father God gave Job a multiple blessings. Not because he hated Job. Father God knew the vessel of Job, and he loved Job. So he allowed Job to undergo such trials. So he should have give thanks to God. So if you wrote Job, you should be thankful. Now, when you undergo such trials, You should give thanks. Now, can you? Elders, in your family, to your family, to your children, such trials come upon you, even if you have lived by the word of God. Such severe trials come upon you. Now, can you give thanks? If you can, that means you are truly loved elder. Who said amen? I believe you can. Our love and trust in God will not change. So if you have true love, your love and trust for God will not change. It is the same between husband and wife. If you truly love each other with spiritual love, then your trust and love will not change. And it is the same with your love for your children. If you truly love your children, then in any situation, your love and trust for them will not change. This is true spiritual love. We have already received His love, even to give His one and only Son. And thus, there is no reason for us to be disappointed in Him or doubt His love. Our love for Him will not change, and we will still trust in the love of the perfect God with faithfulness, even to give our lives. It is the same towards our other souls. The 1 John chapter 3, verse 16 says, "We know love by this, that He laid down His life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren." Our Lord took the cross and sacrificed Himself for us. So we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Father God sacrificed His only Son to save us. So we can see how much Father God loves us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Father God sent His only Son for the sinners. Why not? We do not lay down our lives for the brethren. Now, are you in peace with your brothers or not? Do you hate your brothers? If you do, how can you say you love God? We will love other souls with true love if we have true love towards God. We will not have any desire to seek our own benefit. We will not want anything in return, even if we give everything that we have. We just sacrifice ourselves for a noble cause, and we can give everything for others. But this kind of true love is cultivated in you to the extent that you cast off flesh from you. You can bear this fruit to the extent that you cast off sins, evil, and lawlessness and become sanctified. In the Bible, we can see what kind of love the patriarchs had cultivated. Moses wanted to save the souls of Israel, even if it means his name would be blotted out of the book of life. The Apostle Paul said in Romans chapter 9, verse 3, "For I could wish that I myself were accursed, separated from Christ for the sake of my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh." The brethren means all the Christians, okay? Well, we are all the sons and daughters of God, right? When Stephen was being stoned, he prayed to God, saying, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." He was good. He didn't commit sin. He preached the gospel of God. He pointed the wrongdoings of the people. But then, those people didn't like to hear his pointing. And moreover, When Stephen saw the Lord standing on the right side of God, and he said what he saw, he was stoned to death. How evil they were. They should have knelt down and repented. Now, the people were doing evil things to him, but he prayed, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. And he died. What kind of love he had. What great love he had. How many of you do you know who has this kind of great love? Many people suffer when others hit them on their cheek. Our Lord said, when others hit you, turn the other. And you have to go 10 miles when the other asks you to go for 5 miles. Deacon Stephen was sinless, and he tried to make those people realize, but he was stoned to death. But he prayed, do not hold this sin against them. And he died like that. What kind of spiritual love he had. Normal people say, Father God, I preach the gospel, but they are stoning me to death. But please, do something. But Deacon Stephen didn't pray like that. This is spiritual love. That's why he was able to manifest the power of God. He was such a pure, and good person. And he must have been to the Holy Spirit. That's why he was able to manifest the power of God. It is the same today. Such people with spiritual love, with 9 fruits of the Holy Spirit, then Father God will use them greatly. How much of this kind of love has been born in you? How much do you love God the Father, and how much do you love the Lord? And how much do you love your brothers and sisters in faith? Some say they love the Lord and the shepherd, but they do not really love their brothers in faith. Even though these people are not even their enemies, nor are they asking for their lives, yet they have troubles with them over trivial matters. Even though they are working together for God, they still develop hard feelings when they have differences in opinions. Even when they see the souls who are spiritually dying, some of them are numb without feeling any sadness about them. Is it that they really love God? Once I professed before you, if I can save just 1,000 people, I would be willing to go to hell in their place. I know very well what kind of place hell is. And I wouldn't do anything that could lead me to hell, no matter the cost. But if I can save the souls who are falling into hell, I am willing to make that choice. If it's 10,000, 1,000 people, the 1,000 people may include our church members. They might be some leaders or church members who do not choose the truth, but go the way of death, even though they continually hear the word of truth and witness the power of God. Or they might be those people who have misunderstandings about or are jealous of our church and oppose us. They might be some poor souls in desolate places like those in Africa who are in despair due to wars and famine. They might be some people who compromise with the world living in the countries where the fiery works of the Holy Spirit have ceased. Just as Jesus died for us, I can give my life for those people. I don't love them, feeling it is my duty only because God tells us to love. I don't love with words. I give my life and all my energy for them each day to lead them to salvation because I love them more than my life. It is because I know this is the greatest desire of God the Father who has loved me. I only think about how I can preach the gospel in more places. How can I make more souls believe in God by showing greater power? How can I let them understand the world is meaningless and let them take hold of better heavenly dwelling places? A teachers of the Sunday school children came to me and asked me how to bring revival to Sunday school. Because there wasn't much time, I explained how I taught the Sunday school children. I asked them, how did you manage Sunday school, Bible school? I think you had great programs. All right. Then your children should wait for Bible school again. And it was those programs were good. But when I taught Sunday school children, there were dozens of children. But in a few weeks, the number has become more than hundreds. I didn't give fleshly love to them. I gave spiritual love to them. I taught them several days. If I had given them watermelons or something to eat, then they must have loved me and they have remembered me. The next year, wow, that teacher was so good and he loved us so much. But I didn't do that. Another pastor took after my position. And he brought 3 dozens of children, but they left the church soon. That's what I'm talking about. If you are a true teacher, you have to give spiritual love. You have to plant faith and life. If they have faith and life in their heart, they will not leave the church. You should try to plant faith and life in them. Better than having good programs, fun programs. That's not it. Well, I'm not saying you should not do that. It is good to have such good programs. But the most important thing is to plant faith and life in the heart of the children so that they will not forget. And you have to allow them, you have to make them witness the power of God more and more. That is love. How much of the love of God who has given His one and only Son is inscribed in your heart? If you are filled with that love, you will also love God. You will love the souls with your true heart. I urge you to cultivate this kind of true love perfectly. In the next session, I will talk to you about the fruit of joy, the second fruit of the 9 fruits of the Holy Spirit. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today, I talked about love, which is the first fruit of the Holy Spirit. I urge you to cast off all fleshly love, which seeks one's own desires to receive back and changes. Instead, cultivate spiritual love, which is true, and with which you can unconditionally sacrifice yourself. Then, at your home, if your husband is evangelized, I mean, to the extent spiritual love has come upon your family, your family can be in peace that much. The district leader's family are well evangelized, but less evangelized for the family of cell leaders. What I'm saying is, when you are changed to come into spirit and whole spirit, to the extent you change by the word of God, your family can be evangelized, and your family can be in peace and happiness. Look around and look at the families of the district leaders. Then you can see how true what I'm saying is. To the extent you change in spirit, they can bring evangelization to your family. Then you can get to heaven, which is the culmination of love, and especially into New Jerusalem, where only those who have cultivated perfect love can go. May all of you go into that place and share eternal love with God the Father, who is love itself, and with our Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's think over the message and pray together. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you for your love and grace. Father, let this message, the fruits of the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit, is explained. I explained it. Father, thank you. Let them understand what true love is, what spiritual love is, and bless them so that they can have spiritual love, which is unchanging and imperishing. Thank you, Father. In the name of our Lord, I prayed. Amen. I will pray for the sick. Please lay your hand on the sick part of your body or infirmities of your body. The swine flu is getting worse and worse. Are infected by the swine influenza, and two of them died. The number is increasing in the world. Worldwide, 1,400 something people died of this swine influenza. From time to time, I will pray for the swine flu. But I hope that you will never get sick of this swine flu. I pray for countless people. Sometimes I touch my hand to the rotten part of the body many times. But I have never get infected by any bad germs. I think I prayed for hundreds of thousands of people like that, but I have never been infected. Likewise, I wish you have faith so that you can never be infected by such flu. And if you receive my prayer by faith, you'll never get infected. even if you are infected, then ask your parish pastor or the guidance pastor who has stronger faith and receive prayer through handkerchief. Then, it will work right away. But those of you who have good faith, if you pray on telephone, then those flu will go away. But in many cases, you'd better use the handkerchief to pray for such people. Then you will work through just one prayer. I will pray. Father God, please lay your hand on these people. From head to toe and every intestines and organs and nerve system, burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit and let them be healthy in spirit and in body. Transcending space and time, please work on them. Those who are receiving this prayer through screen, through internet and satellites, all brothers and sisters around the world, and GCN TV viewers and Mamin TV viewers, Father, all the missionaries and servants of God in other countries, and many people sent their pictures along with their prayer request, please lay your hand on them. From Congo, Pastor Peter Kim requested prayer for the handkerchief meeting in Kinshasa Mamin Church, which will be held in August 16th, and for the handkerchief prayer meeting in Ungaba area from August 22nd to 23rd. Let all the people be healed and give glory to you. Missionary Carmen Klinkert requested prayer for the financial blessing. Pastor Pratap Singh from India requested prayer for the breathing diseases. All diseases be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit and go away. Be cleansed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Moa Menra requested prayer to hear well and to get married. Pastor Wee Mari from Singapore requested prayer to receive visa properly for those who will attend the September festival. Please heal the mental disease for Wang Quanhong and Wang Guanyang. And please heal paralysis of Pastor Chen Wantong. Burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. Youth Pastor Chen requested prayer to his members to receive visa to Korea and to receive financial blessing. Zhang Hong requested prayer for her husband to repent and for her family to be in peace. Please make this family be in peace. Zhang Mingyan requested prayer to deliver a son. Father, please give answer to her prayer. Wu Chun Chai requested prayer to pass the medical test. Please let him not make mistake and pass the test. Wang Chen requested prayer for the facial disease. Wang Su Chen requested prayer for the backache. And Wang Da Chuang Pu Ai Ban requested prayer for the poor body condition. And Sui Wei Wei requested prayer for the arthritis and the pain in her wrists, knees, and shoulders. Shin Shin requested prayer to recover from coma after accidents. But please, by your power, make him come back to life and come to consciousness. Father, from head to toe, in every intestines and organs and nerve system, lay your hand on them and burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. Burn all diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. All the internal diseases, skin diseases, go away. Be cleansed. Diabetes, high blood pressure, cancers, be cleansed. May the light come. Father, thank you. Protect these people and bless them. for this week. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.